On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, comedy icon Andrew Dice Clay and his lovely wife Valerie Vasquez. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, good to be here. Very happy to see you again.
I am very excited to see you. And before we get into everything you've got going on, I got to tell you, Dice, man, you killed it on vinyl this last year on HBO. That first episode, there was nowhere to go but down after your performance. Awesome. And I was telling these guys, it will be a shame if you don't get an Emmy nomination, because I thought that was your strongest work. And, and had they kept you on, the show would probably still be on the air.
But they weren't expecting that. You know, when that part was originally going to be cast, it was just like an unknown 300-pound guy. And Scorsese wanted me for the role, so I just wanted to do my best with it.
Man, and you killed it. And when you approached Buck Rogers, is it your creative liberty to with your approach, or was Scorsese very specific? I see him like this.
No, actually, I rewrote most of the part, and I would call Marty from L.A. and read stuff to him, you know. And he said, you know, I like the road you're going down. Keep going down it, and when you get to New York, we'll go over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when we got there, this is funny with you, Valerie. So she never met Martin Scorsese. So she comes in the trailer with us. And
you made me go in the trailer with you. I was like, okay. I can't even look. I was shaking. I'm a huge fan of his. So
yeah,
I was like trembling.
Sure.
But what was funny is there was a big easy chair in there. And Marty's going, you know, to Valerie, why don't you sit down? And she, no, I really shouldn't. I should just, you know, go out and go, oh, no, sit up 5 minutes. It was between them. And he's going, no, it would be fine. Just sit here.
Yeah.
And she's going, no, maybe I should leave you guys.
You left out the part that you first said, sit down. And you pointed at the big comfy chair that's obviously his personal chair. And so I was like, there's no way I'm sitting in that chair.
No, but he wanted you to have that chair because she was a girl.
He was being a gentleman.
Yeah, he was being nice, you know. So she sat for about maybe 10 seconds. And then said, okay, I'm going to let you guys work on this.
Just letting you do your thing.
But it was a great experience. It really was.
Yeah, it paid off. You were awesome, man. I just wanted this. I hadn't seen you in person since that. So now you're diverse. You're part of the Fox cooking competition, My Kitchen Rules. Now, with all due respect, I can't exactly see you in the kitchen. Okay? So what made you want to do this show?
Actually, Valerie is why I wanted to do the show. Because when
she gets down in the kitchen?
Yes, because tomorrow night we do cook on the show. It's a mess, but we cook. But it was like...
So it's to showcase Mrs. Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at it like a great opportunity for us to do something together in front of a camera. Because Valerie normally does hair and makeup. She works on my show, Dice. And does my hair and makeup, and it was just a good opportunity for us to do something together, and it was a blast.
I love that you have that approach, too. I mean, obviously, you're doing some serious acting, but then you can do this. There are no rules anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, why not do it all?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I try to look at it, too. Mm-hmm. So what do you like? You get down on any, like, Latina dishes? Or
I do. I love, you know, he doesn't really eat Mexican food. He doesn't eat much.
Are you Is that your nationality?
Yeah, my dad's Mexican. My mom's Italian. And
that's
Jewish.
Like my kids.
Oh, really?
Mexican and Italian. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
So what do you like to make?
I love making everything. I do Mexican, I do Italian, I do American, and then since I've been with him,
yeah,
I learned how to
like
do
jalapeno meatballs.
Jalapeno meatballs.
Jalapenos. I love jalapenos.
I know, jalapenos.
Yeah, like there's always like a little Mexican splash or something.
Yeah, you got to have a little flavor in there.
He never
little splash.
Tortilla chips before he met me. Nothing Mexican because he didn't know. Well,
from East
carne asada.
I just
from
East Coast. Most foods.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So what's the premise of the show? What take us through it for those not familiar.
Well, it's a competition show with celebrities.
Okay. Who are you competing against?
Brandy and Ray J, brother and sister.
Okay.
Lance Bass and his mother Diane, and so it's duos. It doesn't have to be couples.
Got it.
Brandy Glanville and Dean Shermay.
Okay.
Who are friends?
Right.
And then Naomi Judd and her husband, Larry Strickland.
Ah, yeah. All right. And who has been the toughest competition so far?
We won't know till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I mean, actually, so far it's been Lance.
Lance and his mother are great cooks. They're like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah,
right.
But who wouldn't be with their mother, right?
That's I know. The little ringer move that Lance Bass put there. And what is your favorite type of food?
You know, I'm more like a meat and potatoes guy, like steak and potatoes, or chicken and potatoes, or
keep it simple.
Yeah.
Or meatballs and potatoes.
You like your starch.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pasta, rice, potatoes, meat.
Very good. Very good. And how has working together affected the relationship? Is it what you thought? Or?
It was good for us.
We've actually been working together a long time. I've been his personal hair and makeup girl for 7 years now. I'm his assistant, his travel agent. When he would go on tour, I would help, you know, advanced show. So working together, we've actually been doing for a while, but just not, I was behind the scenes.
Yeah, right, Valerie does the merchandise.
I do his merchandise,
shows, things like that.
Well, that's great. So clearly you
but
guys
this
are
was like in front of the cameras.
It's a whole nother deal.
Neither of us knew what to expect.
Yeah.
Right, right. You know, is there judges or is it the audience?
Yeah. Yes.
So who are the judges?
Stone and Kat Cora.
And I knew exactly who they were, and that was really intimidating.
Yeah.
Because they're master
and they were intimidating
chefs
on the show.
Yeah.
Really? They played that
role?
Yeah,
like I didn't even understand like what was happening when Curtis would look at Emil and then look at the contestant like, are we getting prison time for this? Like if we fail, are we going right to jail? Is, you know, how he would look at you.
Right.
We also all judge each other at the end.
Ooh.
So at the end of each dinner party, we would all grade each other.
Whose food have you enjoyed the most?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I like just about everything.
Well, you're like me.
I'm pretty, yeah.
I'd be the worst food critic ever. Delicious.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I like Lance because he made the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken.
You know, which I actually asked him, give me some more.
And he did. You know, he sent us home with some at night. He put it in a Ziploc bag.
Because you're waiting hours to eat, so you're starving. And it was like the one meal that I eat.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, come on, you know, like pile it up here.
Yeah, exactly. Not about the quaint portions. I want something substantial.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Are you having fun overall?
That was fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. We'd come home every night just laughing about the whole day.
That's great, man. Well, that's what it's all about right there. Yeah. And your Showtime comedy, Dice, returns this summer for season 2. Congrats on that. Yeah. Anything you can tell us about what's
just,
in store?
You know, I've been going into the writing room now, and it's this season's going to be a little more amped up, I think. People really like the show. I think there might be a little more edge in the show this season. And, you know, it sounds hilarious what everybody's working on.
That's great.
You know, and what I like is that the show is like critically acclaimed. They compared it to like the best thing since Curb, you know, so that's a good feeling to finally do something the way I want to do it.
Right.
You know, because, you know, in this business, you know, I've done sitcoms before and they failed and they should have, you know, because they were too like watered down for somebody like me. So I would get bored, you know, but with this show, it's, you know, it's Dice, you know, so they pull things from my life. They do like a hybrid of my life.
Right.
So there's a lot of problems in the episodes, which I like, because I go through it every day, you know, so it's going to be an exciting season.
That's great.
I can't wait to start filming it.
And do you still find time to continue on the road and also act in other projects? Are you pursuing,
you know,
still
that
as much?
I'm going to do a pretty large tour after I'm done shooting Dice's, you know, the next season of Dice. And we were testing markets last summer, and, you know, I was doing like 4,000 seaters.
Wow.
And so I'm going to go as big as I can this year and go right across the country.
Nice, man. Good for you. Yeah. Busier than it. And
doing
acting,
a big
of course.
Tour. Make America funny again.
Make them. Yeah. Good. I like that. I'll vote for that. I'll vote for that. And nothing on the horizon as far as an acting role that that you've maybe auditioned for or that...
No, not another movie right now.
Not at the moment.
You know, I have the cooking show, I have Dice, and I have a tour I'm going to do, and hopefully my manager will come up with a great movie for me to do. So, I want to work with guys like Jonah Hill now and Seth Rogen and Kevin Hart. I like the kind of movies they do, so maybe something like that. Where's Judd Apatow? Give me a call already.
Right.
What are you waiting for? I sat with this guy outside the Comedy Cellar like a year ago. You know, and he's telling me this stuff like you're telling me about vinyl and Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And I go, well, where's the call from you?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I do comedy also, like as a sideline.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'd love to work for Apatow. He's funny.
That's good. Well, Apatow, come on, man. Get with it right there. I want to know if our producer Kyle is going to make possibly another cameo on Dice.
You know what? As far as I know, I think so. After the meeting yesterday, because the band, you know, does Kyle tell you about?
Kyle's a very low pro guy. Kyle Christ, one of our producers here on the show.
Well, I'm wearing the sweatshirt. Still Rebel.
Rebel. Yeah, it's the band.
Is Kyle's band.
Coincidentally, he plays with your son, right?
Yeah, with both my sons.
Oh, the two sons are in. I didn't know two. I thought it was one.
Three piece rock band that almost sounds like it's 1978.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. You know, when my sons were really small, they're 4 years apart, when they were like 11 and 15, they tell me, we're going to bring real rock back. You know, because growing up, they listened to everything from Judas Priest to Black Sabbath to Guns N' Roses to Alice in Chains. You know, all the great rockers, and now they're doing it. And so, I mean, next week they're doing a special show at the Viper Room on, what day is it, Kyle?
The first, Kyle Christ, man. I love that. Kyle Christ, you're a musician.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yeah.
No, it's not Wednesday. He's like the greatest bass player you could ever have.
They played
Ozfest.
I know
he doesn't brag about it on the air.
And he's a very humble guy.
But he is amazing, and the band is amazing. And they're the first rock band ever to distribute their album, which we just got done with, through the weed industry, through dispensaries.
Look at that.
Because there were no more Tower Records.
Innovative.
So we have it from L.A. to Las Vegas already. And now they're getting written up in all like the weed magazines. It's like the first rock band in like years.
Hey, that's quite
like
the...
Like real rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's very exciting for me. You know, I mean, Kyle came aboard about, I don't know, 4 years ago?
Yeah, wow.
You just happen to be friends with guys?
Well, him and Max are both comics also.
Right.
So they met in the comedy world.
Oh, wow. And it transferred.
You know,
like,
and Max
that.
Goes, I have a friend of mine. He does comedy. He's going to come over and try to jam with the band. This is like 4 years ago. And he just fit.
Yeah, it was instant.
And it's really exciting to watch them on stage. I mean, Kyle knows how excited I get when I go to see one of their shows.
I can see the
As a matter of fact,
that's great.
They were the last... They just did the very last Ozfest, Ozzy Osbourne's Ozfest.
Wow, yeah.
That Sharon Osbourne, they had a different name of the band, and they were on the Late Late Show, and she was on that episode, and I met her afterwards. I wanted to stay out of the way because they got booked for the show, and after they performed, they come backstage, and I meet Sharon, and nice to meet you, the whole thing, and then she goes, why are you here? Because I wasn't on the show that night.
Oh, you just,
And I go, well, two of those guys are my sons. So she took my number and she called me this, you know, past summer.
That's cool.
And she said, I need the new Led Zeppelin to open up the last Ozfest ever. And it was just an honor and it was fantastic. And now they're rolling. They've opened for people like Sebastian Bach, Tracy Guns. They just opened for the new band that Third Eye Blind form, which is XEB.
Mm-hmm.
And they just opened for them in Vegas, and they're going to do some shows here with them. So the band's definitely coming up. I haven't even, you know, talked to record companies yet. I'm actually trying to find them the proper management.
Right.
I mean, I've taken them. I've done what I can.
Sure.
You're the dadager.
Yeah, I'm the dadager.
The dadager. They should be very proud of their dadager, having their back like that. One of these days, perhaps Kyle might invite me to a show. You know,
shy like that. I don't understand it, but he is. That's just who he is.
That's cool,
So come to the Viper next Wednesday.
Come to the Viper. Well, he invites me. We'll see.
Trust me. He'd love you. Okay. He'd love you to see them perform. You know what, Kyle? I'm giving him a CD. Oh,
yeah, no, look at that.
I always
got
have
your
CDs
back right here.
Me, so I got to give you one. All right, here's their first
Thank you
album.
Very much. Look at that. And, I'm going to throw it in the car.
Yeah, you're going to love it. If you love real rock,
I like
you're going to love them.
Thank you very much, Dice.
I've known Kyle for 8 years. He's never given
me
a CD.
He's never given
me
one. Yes. Thanks a lot, Kyle. Rat bastard. Yeah, I got an asterisk. Hey, before I let you go, Dice, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
No, okay.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to assume that's a yes.
Like I have to prepare for something.
I just want to make sure. If you weren't in the mood, we didn't have to, but here it goes. Go to karaoke song.
Go to karaoke. I don't.
Elvis.
I would say some kind of Elvis number.
You know, no specifics.
Suspicious
Minds. I would go with Suspicious Minds. That's
we
me.
Can go on forever. I'm pretty good with
it. Hey, there you go. I like it. First TV show on your DVR.
Blacklist.
Okay. All-time favorite comic.
Besides myself, I'd say Eddie Murphy.
Your very first car.
A 69 Pontiac Le Mans.
Wow. Big.
Yeah, great car.
Yeah. Time travel destination.
Home. I don't like to go too far from the house.
You don't like to go home today? My favorite answer so far. Who plays you in your life story?
Well, we had Adrian Brody last season. I actually spoke to James Franco about it a few years back.
Hey, that's good casting, right?
Yeah,
there.
Because he's a real, you know, method guy. And,
yeah.
And when I used to talk to my sons about who would be able to play me, you know, and they go, Franco.
I like that.
And the way they would say it was like a secret, like Franco.
Yeah. I'll watch that movie. In the meanwhile, we can all watch My Kitchen Rules airing Thursdays on Fox. You can follow them on Twitter at The Real Dice Clay and at It's Val Vasquez. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You got it. Thanks for my CD.
On with Mario Lopez.